Welcome back to Cinema Central and Happy New Year. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and 2018 is at long last over. But before I start looking ahead at the films coming out in 2019, I figured it was time to reflect on the 28 films I saw in theater this last year. But don't worry, these won't be super long or in-depth reviews. However, since these films have all come out, there will probably be spoilers coming up. And this will be in the order of release. So here we go. And starting things off is the one, the only, Black Panther. Black Panther was the very unexpected movie phenomenon of the year that had an outstanding cast and one of the best villains in the MCU, with Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan. It is also worth noting this film grossed more domestically than Infinity War. Granted, that's because Disney like re-released it later in the year to edge it over $2 billion. But, you know, it's fine. Tomb Raider is the latest in a long line of films attempting to adapt video games to film. It isn't a terrible attempt, and the lead actress, Alicia Vikander, does put on a good effort. However, this movie still falls victim to the video game movie curse and not being very good. There has not been a good video game movie yet, and maybe 2019 will be the year that it happens. Who knows? Pacific Rim Uprising was one of the early flops of 2018, being the sequel to the 2013 sleeper hit. It got really popular after it came out in theaters. The main issue was probably that the original director, Guillermo del Toro, did not return. Not to say the first film was perfect, because it certainly had its issues, but this movie was just missing the same flair that the original did, and it also didn't have its main actor either. So that also might have had something to do with it. Like, two of its main actors weren't in this one. Well, one of them died in the original, but I digress, because Ready Player One was one of my favorite movies of the year by far. Based on the book by Ernest Cline, the movie is directed by Steven Spielberg and is just a joy to watch. From the visual presentation to the plethora of pop culture references, it just really hit me on a personal level, and again, was just super fun movie, very fun to watch, and I saw it many times. Avengers Infinity War was the cinematic experience of this last year. You know what? It was the largest cinematic experience of probably the last decade, let's be honest. After 19 films in the MCU, this movie comes in and wrecks all expectations by the villain Thanos, played expertly by Josh Brolin, and him wiping out half the universe, including half of our favorite heroes. And we have to wait a whole year to find out how this thing ends. It's the movie that redefined the meaning of a simple finger snap. Deadpool 2, in my opinion, was the better film than the first one. I just enjoyed it more personally. Ryan Reynolds is still perfect for this role, and Josh Brolin is great as Cable. Has a good fourth wall breaking comedy. He has good action, has a good story, and just overall, I enjoyed it. This next one's a doozy. Solo, A Star Wars Story was the movie that hit the brakes in the Disney movie-making machine, canceling all of their future Star Wars movies plans except for the new trilogy. And I'm not saying it was a particularly bad movie. It had its moments. But rather, it was an unnecessary movie. You could never recapture Harrison Ford's iconic performance. And you know what? I didn't need to know all of Han Solo's backstory. I liked the mystery of it all, and it was unnecessary. That's all there is to it. Ocean's 8 was the all-female continuation of the Ocean's franchise and still managed to have some surprises thrown in with references to the original trilogy and a very unexpected twist at the end, which we should have expected given that it's an Ocean's movie. But it all together was an enjoyable film to watch, and the cast worked well with each other. The Incredibles 2 was 14 years in the making with the original cast and director. Incredibles 2 offers up a worthy sequel to an all-time great film. It has a lot of fun with the role reversals of Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl and takes place immediately after the first film, and it had a good story and good messages and good hijinks all throughout. Tag was quite an enjoyable summer comedy that is based off of a true story. I don't usually frequent comedies at the theater, but I decided to risk it this time, and it was quite enjoyable to watch, starring Jeremy Renner and John Hamm, among others. I also liked that they showed us the real-life footage at the end of the movie. Even though this film was kind of extreme, it was still really fun. Chris Pratt is back in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which turned the franchise on its head by blowing up Jurassic World. But more importantly, it has so many implications for the future of the franchise, given how it ended. And it also raises so many questions with genetic engineering on the whole, which Dr. Malcolm, reprised by Jeff Goldblum, warns us about time and time again. Sicario: Day of the Soldado flew under the radar this summer, but I went ahead and saw the sequel because the first one was so dark and left a big impression on me. Emily Blunt does not return in this one, but instead it focuses on the characters played by Josh Brolin and Benicio del Toro. The film, though, does not shy away from talking about the government. Ant-Man and the Wasp was the first Marvel film to come out after Avengers: Infinity War, and happens just before and slightly during it in the actual timeline. Evangeline Lilly gets her moment in the MCU spotlight as she brings the Wasp to the screen. There are a lot of fun antics that ensue with the side characters, and has a good story to tell overall. And then they just pour salt in the wound at the end credits with Infinity War happening at that point. Denzel Washington returns to deal out some Equalizer justice in The Equalizer 2, the sequel to the 2014 movie. Some insane action and great use of a hurricane as a plot device, and the traditional brutal action we all know and love are all in this movie. Tom Cruise is at it again in Mission Impossible Fallout, which is a direct sequel to Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. They managed to raise the stakes even higher in this movie with the plot and the stunts yet again. At this point, it is kind of hard to imagine they can raise the stakes anymore, but one thing is for sure, they will find a way. And of course, we can't forget that this film gave us the biggest mustache scandal of 2017. Christopher Robin is a heartwarming movie starring everyone's favorite crew from The 100 Acre Wood, starring Ewan McGregor and Hayley Atwell, and is a fun family message about never getting too old or something like that. And it was just pleasant. It was pleasant, yeah. Now, obviously, the best movie of 2018 has to be The Meg, starring Jason Statham. It's the big dumb shark movie that took itself way too seriously, but at the same time, it's still a big dumb shark movie, which I think performed way better than anyone was expecting, so you can bet there will be a Meg 2. The Old Man and the Gun was presumably the last performance by actor Robert Redford. It was neat. That's really all I have to say about it, to be honest. Tom Hardy headlines Venom, the anti-hero brought to the big screen this past fall, and by far, Tom Hardy's performance keeps this film from totally falling apart, because otherwise, it would probably be terrible. First Man was a fantastically shot, directed, and acted biopic about Neil Armstrong and the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. If you like historical films, I would highly recommend you check this one out. They just capture the suspense of all these moments so well, and it better not be snubbed for the Oscars. Bohemian Rhapsody is the biopic about the iconic band Queen and their frontman Freddie Mercury, who is fantastically portrayed by Rami Malek. The movie does have its historical discrepancies, but otherwise it is good fun to watch and has some very good music. If you want to know more about this film, feel free to check out my full review. Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald was a lackluster sequel to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them that is very muddled down by backstory and lore, and it is just trying to do too many things in one film. Creed 2 was a fantastic sequel to the first Creed starring Michael B. Jordan and is a great legacy sequel to the Rocky franchise on a whole. And obviously the highlight of this story is Adonis Creed's struggle against Ivan Drago's son, Victor. But there's a whole lot of personal struggles thrown in there as well, which is what really makes this movie meaningful. And yes, there is a training montage. Ralph Breaks the Internet is a fun family film and sequel that had some poignant things to say about the internet on the whole, and also some messages about how relationships can change as time goes on. And here we are, the final four films that all came out in December that I cannot say enough about. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is easily the best animated film of the year, and definitely in my top 10 films of the year. It is just so enjoyable to watch, and the animation styles alone put it head and shoulders above the other animated films of this past year. But the story, the characters, and all that good stuff, the action, are really good. Go see this movie, and then go check out my review of this film. Now, these next three films all came out on the same weekend. It was gnarly, but I did go catch them all. Emily Blunt completely nails it in Mary Poppins Returns. It's another fun family film. It has kind of a similar plot point to that Christopher Robin movie, but it is no less enjoyable to watch. But fair warning, there is singing in this one. Jason Momoa is a total dude in Aquaman, the next film in the DCU, and is such a joy to watch. I think they do a great job of kind of reinventing the Aquaman character. They showcase his powers really well. Black Manta is a good villain, and this movie just dives headlong into his comic book origins. The only thing is that it doesn't really reinvent the wheel of the comic book genre, but it also doesn't really need to because Atlanteans riding sharks into battle. Come on. And finally, but certainly not least, is Bumblebee, the prequel movie to the Transformers franchise. And oh my goodness, it is so good. I don't know if it's because the other movies are so bad, but I really do enjoy this film. It is more in touch with the classic Transformers cartoon. Michael Bay doesn't direct this one. The characters are great. And the movie on a whole is very human. Well, that wraps up things for films in 2018. However, I have yet to announce my favorite movie of the year. And 2018 is not going to make it easy for me. So, for example, hands down, my favorite movie of 2017 was Baby Driver. Okay, so 2018, what are we going to do about it this year? So even though Avengers Infinity War was such a big cinematic experience, And even though Into the Spider-Verse was new and fun and different and really enjoyable, I'm going to have to go with Ready Player One, and here's why. Like I said, no other film on this list connected with me on a personal level like this movie did, because not only do I like to watch movies, but I also really like video games, and this film brought the best of both worlds. It was really fun to watch. It's funny. The action was great. It had some great epic moments in there, great music, and just all around, I really enjoyed that movie more than any other film this year. And as a matter of fact, I saw it in theaters more times than Infinity War, or just as many times as Infinity War, I believe, to put it in perspective. So that's a wrap. What movies did you see this past year that you really enjoyed? Let me know in the comments or reach out on the socials at Ace Cinema Central. And next time, I'll be looking ahead at the film slated for 2019.
Booyah!